All right, let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with ABC News correspondent Andy Field, who's joining us right now. And Andy, President Biden is calling for states to make all Americans eligible for vaccine by April 19th. That's a big push up, isn't it?
It is, and there are a number of factors that are pushing this. Number one, the president feels confident there is enough vaccine to make that happen. He also is confident that all the added vaccinators will be in place in time. Certainly, if you can sign up by the 19th, you may not get the vaccine that week. It may still be a few weeks of waiting. But it means no more of these confusing group A, A1, C2, C3, C3, subsection 5, whatever it is that they have in various states, will all be gone, and anyone who wants a vaccine should be able to now get it. And remember, you know, the federal government's paying the bill on these things. You don't have to pay anything. So those are all good things if you want to get the vaccine, and he certainly is encouraging people to do that.
And the other thing about, these mass vaccination clinics, at most places you don't have to make an appointment. You can just drive up, right?
That is in some places, especially with these new FEMA sites, if you're willing to wait in line in these drive-up lines. But in most places, it's probably better to make the appointment. You're seeing in many states with more vaccination sites opening up that a lot of these appointment dates are also opening up. So those are all good things. One of the things the president reminded folks is even if you've gotten one vaccine or two vaccines, as I have, I got my second vaccine 2 weeks ago. I'm not still fully immunized. It's usually a good 3 weeks after your second vaccine. So he's warning Americans, please keep wearing the mask. Please keep your distance, because until you have that extra time, and it does take time, you're not fully immunized against these viruses, and you're still at risk.
There's a lot of people that, you know, that are getting ready to take the vaccine for the first time. What can you tell them about the second dose? You hear a lot of different stories from different people. How did you personally feel after you got that second dose?
I was okay, but, you know, it's funny. I was talking to a brother-in-law of mine today, and he feels like, you know, someone hit him with a truck. That's not necessarily a bad thing. Everyone's immune system reacts differently here. And people tend to say that the Moderna second dose is a little more of a punch than the second Pfizer dose because there's a little more volume to it. But everyone's body reacts differently. If you get fevers, chills, headache, all the things that you would get with a virus, that is a good thing, according to the doctor, saying it means your body is making extra antibodies so that if you ever encounter the real thing, it will be able to go at it full strength. Also, the effects of these side effects usually wear off within a day, within 24 to 36 hours. So, and then you kind of bounce back and you kind of go, wow, that was the shortest flu I ever had. But in fact, you did not have the flu or the virus. All you did was have your body reacting as if you did have it, so that it could store up those antibodies.
I think once a person maybe has a scare that they may have COVID-19, they have all the classic symptoms, like the fevers and things like that at night, you know, and then ultimately they turn out not to have the actual disease. I think those types of people are making the transition to actually have the vaccine so that nothing happens when they actually come in contact with this, especially when you throw in the fact that there's two variants, or there's variants that are coming out right now. We have two cases of the Brazilian COVID-19 variant in the state of Colorado, and it can reinfect people that they say can reinfect people that already had COVID.
Well, one of the things with the variants, we're now told by the CDC that they are showing up now in every state in the country. Both the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine have shown themselves to be fairly effective against it. I don't know about the statistics for the Johnson & Johnson. But the other point is because so many older adults have gotten the vaccine so far, the people who seem to be suffering the most from these variants, going to the hospital or getting sick, are younger people because they either haven't had the vaccine or they're not distancing or they're not wearing masks. And that is the real concern with the CDC, that if there is another wave of this here, it will affect mostly younger people, which is why the president's pushing for all eligible adults 18 and over to be able to get it. as well as Pfizer and Moderna doing tests and trying to get this authorization from the FDA so they can also vaccinate younger people. Pfizer had a successful testing with the kids 12 to 16. Moderna's testing all the way down to 6 months old. And once all those tests are in and the FDA says it's okay, you're going to see quite a few more people vaccinated in this country.
Okay, a lot of great information as always. Thanks, Andy. We appreciate the time.